We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Nun Chesam Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top. Maskev La Rava, Rabba. We just learned Rava's pshat in the Braisa that has Machlokes Rav Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. According to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel, when he says Kesedurei Bechol Kach Kesedurei B'Shabbos, he means just like a regular Erev Pesach of 7.5 hours. So on Shabbos also 7.5 hours. And Rabbi Kiva says no, Kesedurei Erev Pesach. He holds that no, it's like a regular 7.5. It's not in half. The man said it wrong. Again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if it's Chal Erev Pesach B'Shabbos, so then the halacha is it's 8.5 like a regular weekday Talmud. Kesedurei Bechol Kach Kesedurei B'Shabbos means Kesedurei Bechol like a regular weekday Talmud. It's 8.5 hours. If Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, it's also 8.5 hours. And according to Rabbi Kiva, he says, no, it's a regular Erev Pesach, it's 7.5 hours. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, it's 8.5 hours. But it didn't say anything in the Braisa about Erev Pesach, really. It said, Kesedurei Bechol, Kach Kesedurei B'Shabbos, which is teaching Kesedurei Bechol, a regular Bechol, Kach Kesedurei B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos. So if Rava is a little bit doichik, the first half of the words of the Braisa. And that's the Mirakasha of Rava Ba'ula. Maskevlo Rava Ba'ula, Midi Kesedurei Bechol, Kach Kesedurei B'Shabbos, Be'erev Pesach, the Rav Shmuel Ketani. Does it say anything about Erev Pesach? It just says, Kesedurei Bechol, Kach Kesedurei B'Shabbos. It doesn't mention anything about Erev Pesach. And just Rabbi Kiva mentions Erev Pesach, but Rabbi Shmuel mentions Erev Pesach. Kach Sedur B'Shabbos Stam Ketani. It says Stam Sedur B'Shabbos. The name Erev Pesach. Ela Amar Rabba Ula. This will be a third pshat in the Braisa. Already had two pshat in the Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. That'll be a third pshat. What?
When did they begin Shabbos? 8.5 hours.
What Talmud?
Yeah.
8.5 hours. Yeah. That's like a light plug. And then you're onto something. That'll be Rabba Ula's and learn like that. It has no regular Shabbos. Rav Ula's pshat. So we already have two pshatim, Rav and Abai. Now we have a third pshat, Rav Ba'ula. Elam Rav Ba'ula, hoch ketoni. Kesedure b'chol da'alma, kachzure b'shabes da'alma. We're not talking about Erev Pesach. He's saying, just like on a regular weekday, you bring the Tomid Shalabayin Abayim at 8.5 hours, kachzure b'shabes. On a regular Shabbos, you bring the Tomid Shalabayin Abayim at 8.5 hours. Did Rabbi Shmuel? That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says, no, kesedure b'Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, Da'alma. When do you bring the Talmud to the Rebbe Abayim in Erev Pesach? At 7.5 hours. Zok, Rabbi Kiva, every Shabbos, at 7.5 hours. It's like Erev Pesach. Rabbi Kiva, because Dura Erev Pesach, Da'alma, Kach Dura B'Shabbos, Da'alma. Umasnisim, and our Mishnah says, Tony, Bein B'Choil, Bein B'Shabbos, that Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Chol, or Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, have the same din, that's a Kuli Alma. On Erev Pesach, it's always 7.5 hours. Here the machlokes is a tamid machlokes. A tamid or a regular Shabbos, when do you bring it? According to Rabbi Kiva, he says you bring it earlier, 7.5 hours. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you bring it at 8.5 hours, like a regular weekday. Well, my kamifiki, what's the machlokes? B'gzeira is a darim v'davos kamifiki. They're arguing about a gzeira otun v'darim v'davos. We know on Shabbos, you can't bring a neder v'davos. A neder v'davos means that a person says he's donating a carbon, he has to bring it in the weekday, he can't bring it on Shabbos. Shabbos is only chiyuvim, which means the Tom Shachar, the Musaf, that's all you can bring. You can't bring any Dharma Davas. So really, you don't need so much time. You could bring the Talmud earlier. So that's the Machlekas. Xerah's Dharma Davas coming from here. But most of it is reading Shabbos out the Chol. We make Xerah, if you can allow Shabbos, the Talmud Shabbat Avayim to be earlier, you can do it on the weekday. On the weekday, we want it to be later in order to bring the Dharma Davas. Rabbi Kiva Sava Loy Gazrin, not Geyser. Break the Gemara, Loy Gazrin on. If you're not Geyser, never the Bava Mechza. Okay, so you're not Geyser, Dharma Dava, so bring it earlier this time, bring it Bava Mechza, according to Rabbi Kiva. Why is he saying, like Erev Pesach, which is 7.5, let him bring it 6.5? Break the Gemara, Kasava Musafim Kaidim and Levazichim. He holds that on Shabbos you have to bring the Musafim from 5 to 6. And from 6 to 7, you bring the Mezichim. And that leaves you in the 7th hour already. After 7 hours, you have to bring, after 7 hours, you have to bring a Talmud, which goes to 7.5 hours, like we had before, to Pshat Barashi, why you move to 7.5. Now, the Vav Mech, same thing, Mark, so Mesophim, Kodim, Mezichim, Mesophim, Meshesh, Mezichim, Mezayin, Vav, Lutam, Mezayin, and Mech, say, you do the Talmud at 7.5. Ad Khan, the three Pshatim in our Halig Abraisa over here, what the Machlaikas is. According to Abaya, the Machlaikas is, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, is it 7.5 or 6.5? That's the Machlokes. And really, Machlokes is a Bezichim Kodim Musafim. That's the Machlokes. Lefi Rava, the Machlokes is on Erev Pesach on Shabbos, 8.5 or 7.5. According to Rishmal, it's 8.5 because of Michmar Bisra. And according to Rava, it's regular 7.5. And Rabbi Ula, they're arguing about a regular Tamid on a Shabbos. Nothing to do with Erev Pesach. So the Gemara doesn't have two Meisvehs on this. No one, that's it with the Braisa. Meisveh. Tamid kol hashana kula, the Tamid all year round, karav kil chasai, when it's makriv, like the halacha, nishcha b'shmoyna amechza, you shecht it in 8.5 hours, v'karav v'tes amechza, and you makriv it in 9.5. Well, v'erev Pesach, on erev Pesach, nishchat b'zayin amechza, v'karav v'ches amechza. In erev Pesach, you go earlier an hour, because you need time to do the karav Pesach, so it's for 7.5 and karav 8.5. Chalias b'shabbos, the Brisa says, Chalias b'Shabbos, what happens? Kechalias b'Sheni b'Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Mekasdura v'Erev Pesach. Now here, Chalias b'Shabbos sounds like it's saying, if it's Chal, Erev Pesach, Chal on Shabbos, Kechalias b'Sheni b'Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That the halacha is that it's like a 7.5. And Rabbi Kiva would say, Kasdura v'Erev Pesach would sound like maybe it's like a Erev Pesach, Shechal, but Erev Shabbos, maybe he would be saying, and it'll be a 6.5. So, Bishlam la Baya, Nicha. It's good. Via Baya, you can explain the Braisa good. It seems good, because it said the first part of the Braisa is the real number here. Chal is b'Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Kechal is b'Sheni b'Shabbos. It's like it's Chal b'Sheni b'Shabbos. That's what it says. That it, just like if Erev Pesach Chal and Sheni B'Shabbos is 7.5 hours, so Chal is B'Shabbos is 7.5 hours. Then it's good. We have Rav Shmuel very good. But Rav Shmuel holds that if it's Chal B'Shabbos, it's 8.5 hours. So Bishlam Abayin Nicha, El Rav Kasha, Ti Rav Shver, Amlach Rav, Loi Teme Kechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos, don't read it, Kilu it says that it's Chal, Erev Pesach was Chal B'Sheni B'Shabbos, and then it should be really at 7.5. What it means is, Ella ema kasheni b'shabes ta'alma. It means like a regular Monday, all year round, which is when 8.5 hours. So it's very geschmack, because he held that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 8.5 hours. So it seems very geschmack in the Braisa. It means, kasheni b'shabes means like a regular sheni b'shabes, which means 8.5 hours. That's how he'll learn. And Rabbi Kiva will say, no, it's like an Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours. It'll be like 7.5 hours. If it's talking about Erev Pesach b'shabes, so according to Rava, he's been saying it's like a regular Monday. Regular Monday, what do you bring the Talmud? 8.5. Even here, Erev Pesach, those Chal and Shabbos, it's like a regular Monday, it's 8.5 hours. That's what Rava is going to tie to the Mishnah. Now, we didn't speak to you, Rabbi Ula. Tosfos here, Ella L'Rava Kasha, asks why we're asking Rabbi Ula. And Tosfos has Mahalach. One of Tosfos Mahalachim is, he'll answer like Rava. We're not going to get into the Chasm right now, but if you want to get the Chasm, look at Tosfos Ella L'Rava, who asks that why for Rabbi Ula is a better. Let's see another Mesa. Meisvei Chal Liyos B'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach, let's say with Tachak Dad, Erev Pesach Chal on Shabbos, Kesedure Kol Hashana Kula, Dir Rabbi Shmuel. It's like all year round. So we'll attach the way it sounds like that. If you Rava, it's good. Kesedure Kol Hashana Kula means if Erev Pesach Chal on Shabbos, it's like a regular Monday, and instead of 8.5 hours, Dir Rabbi Shmuel. This is beautiful, like Rava. Dir Rabbi Shmuel, that on Shabbos 8.5 hours. Remember, why if he Rava is it 8.5 hours on Shabbos? Because you don't want the meat to get too warm. You want to be closer to the end of Shabbos so you can roast it. So Chali is b'Shabbos. Do the Kol Hashana Kula. It's like the all year round Tamid. Dir Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Kiva, Mekastur Bar Pesach. It's like Sidur Bar Pesach, which is 7.5 hours. Dalma. So Bishul the Rava Nicha. Rava, it's beautiful. It's mamash. The Braisa sounds like a first Rava. Ella Abaya Kasha, because according to Abaya, again, the Machlokes of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva is if Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 7.5. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's 6.5. How do you fit that into this Braisa? It said that Chal is Shabbos because Kazdura Kol Hashana Kula. Kol Hashana Kula. Amlach Rava, Loitem Kazdura Kol Hashana Kula. It doesn't mean all year round, the regular day all year round. Ella Ema Kazdura Kol Hashanim Kula. It means like a regular Erev Pesach all year round. All every year. Like every year is Erev Pesach, which is usually on a weekday. That's what it means. When it's Chal on Shabbos, it's like a weekday in 7.5 hours. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, no, Kisaduri Erev Pesach, Shachal is Erev Shabbos. No, it's like Erev Pesach, Shachal is Erev Shabbos, which is 6.5 hours. That's how Bailat Machlaikis, if Erev Pesach, Shachal Shabbos was 7.5 or 6.5. For Rabbi Kiva, it was 6.5 because he held that Mbezichin Koidmul Masafim, and therefore you could bring it at 6.5, which is the earliest time you could bring it. They used to bring it on Erev Pesach, Shachal B'Shabbos. So Adkan, the three Pshatim in the Braisa, and we had some new Shittas here. The new Shittas were, according to Abayu and a new Shittah, Rabbi Kiva held that if it's Chal B'Shabbos, it's 6.5. And according to Rava, the new Shittah is what the Erev Pesach was Chal B'Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel held 8.5 hours. And we had another Shita, Rabbi Ulo, who held that a regular Talmud all year round, if it was Shabbos, It was brought 7.5 hours, not 8.5 hours, but we did not have to worry about Nedarim v'Nedavos. Ad kam, the recap of the sugya. Now the Gemara is going to just a drasha of how we know that there's nothing before Tamid Shal Shachar and nothing after Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. The two bookends are the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. How do you know that? We know there's exception to the rule, Pesach, and we'll see maybe Keteris and Adlakas Neiris, but that's for tomorrow's daf. Tanur Abarim. Menayin Shlo Yedava Koydim and Tamid Shal Shachar. How do you know there's nothing before Tamid Shal Shachar? You don't bring any kabbalahs before Tamid Shal Shachar. Tamid Loima, it says in the Pasuk like this. In the Pasuk it says you set up the Mizbeach, V'esha Mizbeach Tukad Ba, Loisichbe. Uvia La Kayim Eitzim Ba Baiker. I'm reading you the whole Pasuk in the beginning. You have to know the whole Pasuk in the beginning. Uvia La Kayim Eitzim Ba Baiker Baiker. You bring Eitzim, V'orach Aleh, you set up the Mizbeach. Then it says, V'orach Aleh Ha'oila. Then you put the oil on it. V'hikta Lech Alva Yishlam. You put the oil on it. So it means you set, right after setting up the Mizbeach, you put the oil on it. Now, how do you know which oil it is? We have to see. Tamalayim va'orach aleha oila. So that must be the Tamas Shachar. Break the Marmai Temu. How do you know it's Tamas Shachar? Maybe the oila is a different oila. So the Gemara Amar Rava, it says ha oila, the famous oila, the chashav oila, oila rishayna. How do you know oila rishayna is the Tamid? Because you look at the parasha and Pinchas, all the kabbanis. What's the first carbon? The Tamid. So when it says va'orach oila, it means the oila, the famous oila, and that's the first thing you put on mizbeach. So we know from there that the oila is the first thing you put on mizbeach. How do you know there's nothing after Tamas Shabayim? Tamalayim hikdalah. Right after this, hikdalah chel vayashlam. Aleha chel vayashlam. My Talmud, what's the drasha? How do you know there's nothing after Tamas Shabayim? On my abaya, aleha shlamim. On top of the Tamas Shal Shachar, you bring a shlamim. Veloya chaverta shlamim. But on top of the Tamas Shabayim, that's the chaverta, you do not bring a shlamim. Maskel Rava. Okay, aim a shlamim who'd loy nakrim. You can't bring a shlamim on the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, because only on Tamid Shal Shachar. But maybe other kabbalists you could. Ha'oil is nakriv. You could bring oil on top of the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im after Tamid Shal Arba'im. Elam Arava, different drasha. Aleha Hashlamim, we dash like this. Shlamim lost enough finishing. Aleha Hashlam on the Tamid Shal Shachar. Finish up Kol Kabbalas Kulam, all the kabbalists. Don't leave anything over. Everything be massive on Tamid Shal Shachar, and Tamid Shal Bein will be by itself, nothing afterwards. So that's what we know, that it starts with Tamid Shal Shachar, ends with Tamid Shal Bein, and the only exception is we'll see is Karban Pesach, and maybe something else, but the Kabbalah is all brought in between the two Tamidim.